Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Tom Levine. It is currently 68 in Fairfield with rain falling. I'll have more on the new on the weather after the news. 30-year-old Zachary Powell of Grayville has been sentenced to 5.5 years in prison after pleading guilty to a Class 4 felony charge of domestic battery. By pleading guilty, he admitted to shoving his victim during an altercation. Edwards County State's Attorney Michael Valentine says that Powell's charge was elevated from a misdemeanor to a felony based upon a previous domestic battery conviction in White County. In addition to 5.5 years in prison, Powell will have to serve another 4 years of parole and has been ordered to pay $652 in various fines, fees, and court costs. Usually, a Class 4 felony carries a possible sentence of 1 to 3 years in prison. However, because Powell had a prior Class 4 or higher felony conviction within the last 10 years, he was eligible for the extended sentence of 5.5 years. He was previously convicted of a Class 3 felony charge of theft in Edwards County in 2012. As part of the plea agreement to an extended term in prison on the Class 4 felony, the state dropped a Class 2 felony charge of aggravated domestic battery, a Class 3 felony charge of intimidation, and a Class 4 felony charge of intimidation. Also dismissed was a misdemeanor charge of being in possession of drug paraphernalia. WFIW News Time is 12:18.
Get into autumn with the best fall comforting cocktails from JJ's Package Store. Seasonal flavors like spiced apple whiskeys, Schaller's Mead with mulling spices, New Belgian's Pump Kick Brew, Shock Top's Honey Crisp Apple Wheat, Oktoberfest from Samuel Adams and Leinenkugel, spiced rums to add to your apple ciders, and more. See the new custom wood wine racks at JJ's. Who needs fancy wine storage now when you have your festive occasion station? JJ's Package Store on West Delaware in Fairfield.
Do you just want to go home after a long day at work to relax in a comfortable chair and watch your favorite shows? I can help you with that at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company. This is Sean Rush, and I've expanded both our Lazy Boy recliner and media center selections at Rush Appliance. Our Lazy Boy rocker recliner starts at $299, our American-made media center starts at $149, and we have flat screens to fit any budget. I'll deliver your new furniture today, and you'll be reclining in comfort with your remote tonight. Just come see me at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield.
Get your ATV, Ranger, or RZR ready for hunting season with new tires and accessories from Bob's Cycle Sales in Crossville, Illinois. Bob's Cycle has a huge selection of ATV, Ranger, and RZR tires all on sale from 30 to 50% off retail price. Save 20% on all accessories, including tops, doors, and windows for Polaris Rangers and RZRs. Save on mirrors, helmets, and much more. Save on ATV, tires, and accessories now at Bob's Cycle Sales on Routes 1 and 14 in Crossville, Illinois.
Rachel Knizinski, the former West Salem Bank employee who embezzled more than $350,000, is reported to a federal prison in Kentucky to begin serving her sentence. Knizinski, 33, checked in at the federal prison in Lexington, Kentucky this week to begin serving her two-year sentence for embezzling $362,357 from the First State Bank of West Salem. She was sentenced for the crime last month at the U.S. District Court in Benton. According to federal records, the federal penitentiary at Lexington is an administrative security medical center with an adjacent minimum security satellite camp. The prison currently houses 1,852 male and female inmates. According to court records, Knizinski stole the money from the First State Bank of West Salem between November of 2011 and January of this year. Despite being sentenced to last month, Knizinski remained free on her own recognizance until the Bureau of Prisons ordered her into custody this week. At this month's meeting of the Illinois Eastern Community College Board of Trustees, members approved the retirement of Karen Bryant as Coordinator of Public Information and Marketing at Frontier Community College, effective January 1st of 2016. The board also approved the retirement of Scott Talbert, Textbook and Equipment Library Technician at Frontier, and Mitchell Wolf, Workforce Education Instructor. Both retirements are effective January 1st of 2016. The board also approved a renewal of employee health and dental insurance with Blue Cross Blue Shield for the 2016 calendar year, with an overall rate increase of 15.3% for health insurance and a 1.9% decrease in dental plan premiums. The next regular meeting of the trustees will be on Tuesday, November 17th at Frontier Community College in Fairfield. At 7 o'clock that evening, a public hearing will be held to approve the proposed property tax levy for the district. A Fairfield man has been jailed on charges he beat his 7-week-old daughter, 28-year-old Shannon L. Cohn, was taken into custody on Thursday on a preliminary charge of aggravated domestic battery and child endangerment. The case came to light last week when Fairfield City Police received a call from the emergency room of Fairfield Memorial Hospital that an infant had been brought in for treatment of multiple bruises. City Police say that Cone's sister had been babysitting. The child noticed babysitting and noticed the injuries and took her to the hospital. After interviews with authorities, Cone was taken into custody Thursday afternoon and lodged in the Wayne County Jail. The child was treated at the hospital and released to relatives. Officials with the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services are also involved in the investigation. A Fairfield man was jailed on charges he sexually assaulted a local woman. Jerry W. Powell, 24, has been jailed on a felony charge of criminal sexual assault. According to Fairfield City Police, the alleged sexual assault happened in the early morning hours of Sunday, October 18th, at a home in the 900 block of Leroy Avenue in Fairfield. The alleged victim was taken to Fairfield Memorial Hospital, where she was treated and released. Police investigating the case and took Powell into custody on Wednesday at a home in the 600 block of Laurel Street. Powell remains in the Wayne County Jail pending the filing of formal charges and the setting of bond. WFIW News Time is 12:23.
Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics are growing to meet the needs of Hamilton and White Counties. We're proud to continue expanding by offering podiatry services with Dr. Amy Reeder at our McLeansboro Family Clinic location at 611 South Marshall Avenue in McLeansboro. Dr. Reeder specializes in foot and ankle health, including skin conditions, peripheral neuropathy, plantar fasciitis, diabetic foot care, and bunion and hammerhead surgery. To schedule an appointment, call 618-988-6034. Dr. Reeder is an independently contracted physician, not an employee of HMO.
October is Women's Health Month. Your local Good Neighbor Pharmacy is your women's health resource. You have concerns, and we can help. Stop in and let us take care of you. Good Neighbor Pharmacy. Locally owned, locally operated, locally loved. Go to mygnp.com for the nearest location.
Your women's health resource is your Good Neighbor Pharmacy, Shoe Creek Pharmacy in Wayne City.
Teams from the Illinois Emergency Management Agency continue their two-state search for a missing steel canister containing radioactive material. Wayne County Well Servicing Incorporated of Fairfield reported the device missing a week ago. The radioactive oil well logging source holder is silver in color, 12 inches high, 14 inches in diameter, and weighs about 75 pounds. We're now using crews with radiation detection equipment to search the roads the company may have traveled to reach a job site, said IEMA spokesman Patty Thompson. We have pulled the company's records to narrow the search area, but it still includes 16 counties in Illinois and two in Indiana. Thompson said radiation detectors have been deployed around every oil well site the company has serviced in the past several weeks with no results. We've sent out notices to all area scrap yards and landfills to be on the lookout for the canister, Thompson said. We are still hopeful that someone will find the device and then call local law enforcement. The device is licensed by the Illinois Emergency Management Agency through an agreement with the Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission, that's the NRC. The NRC has joined the investigation because the device may have gone missing in Gibson or Pike counties in Indiana. Officials with the IEMA said that no enforcement has been taken against Wayne County Well Surveys at this time, adding that their investigation is active and ongoing. Company could be assessed a civil penalty of $10,000 per day, Thompson said. At this time, their operating license has not been suspended. The locked steel canister, which houses the well logging source holder, was last known to be in a custom oil well logging truck. The container is labeled on two sides as DOT Radioactive Yellow 2 with the radiation trefoil symbol. The inner source holder is marked Danger Radioactive Material. Do not handle. Notify civil authorities. Anyone finding the device should contact their nearest law enforcement agency. A 68-year-old Iuka man was injured when his car was hit from behind by a car transport truck when he slowed down to make a turn. Marion County Sheriff's deputies say that Kenneth Helm of Iuka was attempting to turn into a driveway on U.S. Route 50, a quarter mile west of Landmark Road in rural Iuka, when the crash occurred. Hahn was struck by a car transport truck driven by 36-year-old Billy Lucas of Belleville. The impact forced the Helm car off the road, across a ditch, and into a field. Helm was able to get out of his car on his own. He was taken to Salem Township Hospital for treatment. Lucas told deputies he didn't see Hahn's car. The crash was reported at 2:30 Thursday afternoon. Richland County, with the assistance of the Federal Highway Administration and the Illinois Department of Transportation, will construct a replacement bridge on North Winoose Road between Woods Lane and Bethel Lane. Work will begin Monday, October 26th, and is expected to take approximately 10 weeks. This section of Winoose Road will be closed to all traffic during the project. Locals should use Jesse Road to avoid construction. Through traffic should use Illinois Route 130 to avoid construction. Questions can be directed to the Richland County Engineer at 392-3141. 700 dollars in cash will be awarded at ARF's Halloween Hairball tonight. Yappy Hour with Matt Kinney's pulled pork and pork burger sandwiches with Finger Foods will start at 7 p.m. at the Fairfield Elks Lodge. Torn and Frayed, a Wayne City-based rock band, will return for their 13th hairball performance. Carnaby Square will award $250 to ARF's Best Overall. Fry's Garage will give $200 to the best group. Kincaid's Hardware and Home Decor will sponsor a $150 prize for first runner-up. And second runner-up will receive $100 courtesy of the clothesline. More hairball prizes will be awarded to hairiest, scariest, funniest, sexiest, best couple, and farthest traveled from ARF, McGahey's Liquors, The Chop Shop, Farmer's Daughter, Serendipity Card and Gift, Knapp Sitgo, and Doug Amann State Farm Insurance. Tickets are going to be available at the door tonight. All attendees must be at least 21 years of age or older to enter the Halloween hairball. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. They're now paying $37.50 for a barrel of crude oil. Locally, that's down a dollar from yesterday. Turning now to area deaths, 92-year-old Donna Pauline Grandin of Flora died Thursday. She was a housewife and worked at the International Shoe Factory in Flora. Survivors include two daughters, Nancy Miller of Clay City and Lana Logson of Pinckneyville, one grandson, Jason Cook of Gilbert City, Arizona, and three great-grandsons also survived. Funeral services for Donna Grandin will be at 10 o'clock Monday at the Hoselton Funeral Home in Sisney, with burial in the Bunker Cemetery. Visitation is Sunday night from 4 to 6 at the Hoselton Funeral Home in Sisney. Memorials in memory of Donna will be given to the Shiloh Church of Christ or the Flora Gardens and will be accepted at the Hoselton Funeral Home. 80-year-old Dietrich resident Cletus Zubelin died on Thursday at his home. Funeral arrangements are pending at the Meyer Funeral Home in Dietrich. 60-year-old Bloomington resident George W. Luthy died Wednesday at his residence. Surviving are his wife, Julie Luthy of Bloomington, a daughter, Lacey Deeser of Oswego, a son, John Luthy of Downs, siblings Roberta Brown of Indianapolis, Indiana, James Luthy of Lawrenceville, Mike Luthy of West Salem, Margaret Jane Bringa of Waukesha, Wisconsin, and Robin Eckel of Noble. He also had four grandchildren and numerous nieces and nephews. Celebration of life service for George Luthy will be at 2 o'clock Sunday at the College Park Christian Church in Normal. An additional celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Monday at the Little Wabash United Methodist Church in West Salem. Cremation rites have been accorded. Interment will be in the Little Wabash Cemetery at West Salem. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the Shriners Hospital or Barnes Jewish Hospital. 97-year-old Jeff resident Norma E. Straub died Saturday at Jenny Stewart Medical Center in Hopkinsville, Kentucky. Survivors include her son, John M. Straub of Jeff, sister Ruby Chloe Courtright of Fairfield, 11 grandchildren, 15 great-grandchildren, and several nieces, nephews, and friends. Funeral services for Norma E. Straub will be today at 2 o'clock at the Johnson Avon Funeral Home in Fairfield. Visitation is underway now until the service time at 2 o'clock, and burial will be in the Besto Cemetery in Jeff. In lieu of flowers, it's requested that memorials be made to St. Jude's Children's Hospital or the Jeff Outreach Ministries or the Jeff Raritan Club or a charitable organization of the donor's choice and will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. You've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center. WFIW News Time is 12:31.
Hey folks, it's fall and that means you need good tires. That's why you should go to Dan's Tire in Carmine. Not only does he have great prices, Dan will rotate them free for you. Don't forget that Dan's will service your tire in the field or on the road. Dan is always ready to answer the phone and has someone standing by to take care of you. That's Dan's Tires, East Main Carmine. 382-8944. For 24-hour service, call 382-8848.
Have an ugly driveway or walkway? Change those ugly ways with concrete and asphalt from O'Daniel Trucking Company. Concrete driveways can last more than 30 years without much maintenance. And a concrete driveway is also much more appealing when you resell your home. O'Daniel Trucking studies the use, location, time of year, and other factors to create mixes that diminish the effects that lead to cracking. So for quality concrete that best fits your needs, as well as crushed stone, sand, and gravel at a fair price, call O'Daniel Trucking for a free estimate.
Fairfield area weather for today, a 60% chance for showers and a high today of 75, cloudy skies tonight, a low of 48, and mostly cloudy skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high, 68. Outlook for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, scattered showers on Monday. Monday's high will be around 68 with a low of 48. Rain is likely on Tuesday, a high of 65 and low of 50, and morning showers are possible on Wednesday. Wednesday's high will be around 65 with a low of 45. Yesterday in Fairfield, our high temperature was 79, the overnight low 65. We picked up 0.05 of an inch of precipitation so far today. A trace was recorded yesterday. It's currently 68 in Fairfield. And reporting for WFIW News, I'm Tom Levine.